At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Fitz Dog Radio. My guest today is Steph Tolev, who is Canadian. She's one of the, there's a lot of funny Canadians lately. They're kind of hitting their stride. For a long time, Canada was all about sketch comedy and improv, Second City up there and all that. But then, and they've always had stand-up that's always been very good. Obviously, Norm Macdonald came out of there. But there's kind of a bunch of people now, Ian Bagg and Steph Tolev and Harlan Williams, that have been around for a while, but are kind of all hitting their stride. There's a Canadian renaissance, as Bono would say. And it's exciting because they're all good people. Canadians are so easy to be around. They don't have big egos. They are silly. All of these comedians have a silliness to them that I like. So, yes, we got some of that today. Harlan and Ian I've both had in the past year. And then I've got Robbie Hoffman on. She was just on. She's Canadian. Jesus. Leave some fucking room for the Americans. All right, let's get to it. Elon Musk is on drugs. I don't know how we missed that one. The guy is—he's autistic and on drugs. Let's task him with firing tens of thousands of highly trained doctors, scientists, with the help of three kids in their 20s. How about that? How do we not know he was on drugs? I mean, look at that fucking Tesla truck. That, what do they call it? A Cybertruck, whatever that thing is called. You have got to be on ketamine to come up with that body type. That thing screams douche. Every license plate on there should just be douche one, douche two, all the way up to douche however many idiots bought that fucking truck. It's awful. And it breaks down. So, but they're fucking fast and they're annoying because they'll pop out of nowhere because they're so fast. And it's like the speed of light. And, you're making a right hand turn on a red light and you're almost get sideswiped by some dude. I saw a guy driving one on the highway. I don't know where you live, but if you live in a city, maybe even on a country road, but in a city, you get these five-lane highways, and late at night, you get these people in sports cars or Tesla trucks, and they drive they're driving 120 miles an hour, and they are darting in and out of traffic, cutting everybody off. And then you see one, you see a Corvette or a Ferrari go by. And then 3 seconds later, you see a fucking Dodge Challenger come by doing the same thing. And you always go like, what was that? Then there'll be a third car. And you go, do they know each other? Or does one of them speed by and the other one takes it as a challenge and goes, well, I guess it's douchebag night on the 10 East. I'm in. Maybe they try to catch each other. They try to show off. They're inspired. But there's always multiple assholes driving their cars too fast on the highway. And I remember once when I was in high school, there was this kid. What was his name? His first name was Pat. He was fat. Called him Fat Pat. And he had a 68 Cougar, which was a fast muscle car. He had it all jacked up, had a scoop on the hood, Hurst on the floor, dual exhaust. Fast. Anyway, it's a little drizzling out, and we're driving, ironically, past the hospital, and this guy is darting in and out of traffic, flies by me, and then loses his traction, goes into the other lane and hits a car head on, going probably, this was just a two-lane road, but he was probably going 60 and totaled the other car. And I didn't stop. So I don't know if anyone died. I know Pat was all fucked up from it. I don't know how the other car was, but come on, people. Stop. I mean, I got a Mustang now. I drive it fast, but I never... I wait till I'm on, like, you know, the 5 North at 1 in the morning coming from San Diego, and there's literally zero people on the road. Then I'll gun it. Then I'll get it up to 110. It was just stupid, but I don't even notice I'm doing it. The car is so fast that it just gets up there. But it's a big, you know, I think it's an LA thing. It's a car town. And we have maybe the best cars in the country, I would say, in terms of, I'm a muscle car guy. I like old, I like it. I saw an El Camino yesterday. Those are pretty badass. But, you know, Mustangs and Camaros and, you know, Barracudas. And we have a lot of those cars in pristine shape in this town. You know, a lot of it. And a lot of, like, 57 Chevy Impalas. That's a big thing with the Latino community. And Venice Beach has a thing on Sundays where they all kind of meet up in different places like Abbot Kinney or down at the beach. And they've got these, you know, with the jacked up back, suspension in the back where they can bounce up and down. But they're not all that jacked up. A lot of them are just pristine cars. And I had a 69 Chevy Impala, but I think these are 67s, which was definitely more elegant body type than the 69. It was a little more of a muscle car. And, but I love it. And I love the Chicanos in LA. Like I went a little rant about how I love LA the other day. And I have a couple other thoughts on that. You know, I think our Chicanos are better than your Latinos, and we get the best Mexicans. Let's just put it on the table. They come through here first, and, they fucking work their asses off and they raise families. And we are very close friends with first, second, third generation Latinos. But my kids went to a Spanish immersion school. So half the kids, literally, they make sure half the kids are from Spanish speaking homes. And they're just the tightest families. They have the most fucking joyous sense of humor. Not that I'm categorizing an entire race, but I can. This was my experience. And it's a big part of LA. It's what makes it great. It's what drives the economy. And the other thing we have in LA is the best pimps and whores. I talked about the Kardashians. We have the best whores. We have Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. And we got the best pimps. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is our pimp. Snoop Dogg with the fucking, the cane. What do you call the cane? With scotch in the handle. Guys in zoot suits. Snoop Dogg's are, who's your pimp? Some methed out biker running a Jack Shack on a side street in Tuscaloosa. That's your pimp? I want to see you guys make your own TV. As much as you hate California, you watch our shit. We write it, we produce it, we act in it, we edit it, we put it out. You watch it. And then you boo California when I'm on the road? Are you fucking kidding? Make your own TV show. I want to see CSI Dayton, produced by Dayton people. Do it! And then put it out. Let's see who watches. Let's see who watches, you know, what crime are you going to show? This Janine, who used to be the prom queen, and now she's giving out hand jobs for a line of coke at Pete's Saloon, getting arrested week after week. That's your CSI. Who cares? We give you guys all your TV. We gave you Tinder. We gave you marijuana, video games. So, you know, the next time you meet a girl on Tinder, Go to a movie, watch a movie, smoke some weed while you're there. Come back and watch a video game or some porn. We do that too. Why don't you drop us a little thank you note? Just write Hollywood, California. Thank you. Drop it in the mailbox. Navy SEALs, that's us. You guys want to talk about how you're tough? We got the fucking Navy SEALs. And they come back from the Middle East with stories, war stories, about taking out a fucking warlord in Syria. And they come back and they tell that story to their friend who's a screenwriter. He writes it up. We shoot it. We put it out on Hulu. You watch it. That's all us. You know, and you want to talk about the homeless. So we have a lot of homeless. It's your kids. Your kids coming out here. They're watching American Idol and Simon Cowell and who I don't know who else is a judge on that. Ariana Grande. Who cares? But they're all encouraging your kids to follow their dreams. So your kid gets on a Greyhound because he thinks he can sing. And he comes out here and he goes up in front of Simon Cowell and Simon goes, "Well, you suck. You're no good. And now you're homeless. You can't make any fucking money because you have no depth. You lived with no grit in your life. You're not an artist. You're a karaoke singer. And now you can't make a living. And now you're homeless." We have homeless? No, you have homeless who happen to be living on our fucking streets. Get in your minivan. Parents, back in date, get in your minivan. Pop in a Bob Seger CD. Drive out here. Start checking under the bridges first. Look for a tent. Find your kid. Pry the limp dick out of his hand. And bring him back to Dayton. Because we used him up. You sent him out here. We vaporized his dream. And we put it into a vape pen that Alec Baldwin takes hits off of constantly. And that's what keeps his career going. The vaporized hopes and dreams of your children. Wow, that got fucking dark. I got a bunch more. I mean, sure, we burst into flame once in a while, but we're good looking. Not me personally, but I get to look at a lot of good looking people. And then I go to your town. I go to fucking Tempe, Arizona, and it's just, Your girls are kind of good looking, but they all look the same. They all have blonde hair and fake tits, and they're tan. And I see them walking home from the bar at 2 a.m., wobbling on high-heeled shoes that make them uncomfortable. They're wobbling. And a couple of them have the fucking shoes off. They take the shoes off, which to me is like, all right, that's like, you're out. You're out of the game. Guys, do not hit on a girl whose shoes are in her hand. That's like being in a paintball game and you see somebody splattered with paintballs on his shirt. You can't shoot that guy again. He's just trying to walk out of the game. That's all she's trying to do. She's just trying to get off the playing field, get back to her dorm room or her apartment and whatever. She's redshirted. She's a sophomore that's injured and she's redshirted. She can't play in the games. She's barefoot. It's over. Meanwhile, you see a guy barefoot at 2 a.m., that guy wants to fuck. That's a sign. This is a mountain man. This is a guy who wants to feel the ground under him. You never see a guy holding his Timberlands at 2 a.m. walking, "Oh, my feet are killing me." You don't see that. By the way, shout out to Bono and Joe Rogan did a very interesting podcast together. Some different points of view, talked a lot about America's role in the world, specifically helping with world hunger and disease and being a beacon for hope and democracy around the world. And Bono was sort of imparting that to Joe. Joe said the word overcorrection quite a bit, which I liked. I think that's probably a good way to distill a lot of what's happening right now. But the thing is, you can watch a lot of clips of Joe Rogan saying stuff, and it's easy to dismiss him and say this guy is a conspiracy right winger and all that. And look, there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with him on, but if you listen to a whole podcast, you know, look, full disclosure, Joe's one of my best friends, but he's also a guy who really knows how to communicate and have conversation, and he has deep thoughts. He has well thought out ideas. And anyway, so fucking just watch a whole episode once in a while. Anyway, I'm coming to you, folks. Tampa, Side Splitters Comedy Club this weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Come out, bring some friends. It's one of my favorite clubs in the country. Sacramento, I will be with Louis C.K. June 13th and 14th. Then I'll be in Torrance, California at a place called The End on June 29th. Austin, the Mothership, 4th of July weekend. Pottstown, PA at Soul Joel's, July 31st. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, August 1st through 2nd. Then I'll be in La Jolla, Denver, Connecticut, Vegas, Chicago, New Orleans. Go to fitzdog.com, pick up some tickets, come out and see some live comedy. All right. My guest today, I mentioned earlier, she's a fine comic who just destroys at the Comedy Store every night. It feels like she's there every night, just always has good sets. She is out of Toronto, and she's Bulgarian. She did competitive Highland dance for a lot of her life. Bill Burr produced her first special, Friends Who Kill. She's got a podcast called Steph Infection, and she is delightful. Had such a nice time talking to her this past week. Here is Steph Tolev. My guest today is Steph Tolev. People say Tolev or Tolav?
Tolev. You said it correctly the first time.
I did, right.
You
but do people
right.
mispronounce it on stage
yes,
sometimes?
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. It's so easy. Tolev. It's exactly
it's easy for you because you're fucking from some Eastern European tribe from Romania
well,
or something.
Well, I wouldn't say Blips Glimmons. It's Fitzsimmons. You know how you say your name. It's spelled how it's said.
Yeah, but black people always think that my name, when I say, when I'm checking into the hotel and it's a black person, which it usually is, I'll say checking in Fitzsimmons. They 99% of the time try to find Simmons because Simmons is a big name in the black community.
Okay, okay.
And they don't. And the Fitz is soft.
What you gotta say, Fitzsimmons.
That's what I do. I go Fitz, and I take a pause. Simmons.
Okay, yeah. Really?
Yeah, but it's you know, it's hard dealing with black people in general. You know,
is that what this podcast is about?
Yeah,
I
this
think
is the kind
I,
of podcast we do.
I'm glad I was late. Jesus Christ.
Where it run is the green screen. We run all kinds of like white power symbols back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, jeez.
You have horns on you.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is not, I was literally just saying how much I love Greg. You're so funny. He's such a nice guy. I was wildly wrong.
No, I did a podcast recently with a guy who pulled that on me and I was like, and I just completely shut myself down. I barely talked.
I was like, Austin?
No, it was here. I'll tell you after the show who it was. And he was booked to be on my show the next month, and I canceled.
I've only canceled one podcast.
Really?
I said, well, no, of my own. Mm. I go, there was technical difficulty.
Yeah. I canceled one that I recorded, I canceled.
Oh, it was recorded.
Yeah.
I couldn't have. I was like, this is not for me.
Right.
A lot of like child molestation jokes. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't like this at all.
No, nobody likes this. Child molestation. Well, no. That's not true. Or there would be no child molestation.
Yeah, the people doing it like it.
Yeah, they love it.
They are obsessed with it.
Louis C.K. has this whole bit about how he did it on SNL. He's like, it must be so great because everything they put up with, all the. They're pariahs in society. They go to jail and they still do it. It must be amazing.
Jeez.
On SNL, he did that. That's,
I didn't even know that,
dude. Oh, Louis C.K. and I don't know how you feel. I know a lot of there's a lot of female comics that feel otherwise, but he is the best comedian of the last 20 years.
Over Attell.
Attell's the best club comedian.
Okay.
Louis is the best special comedian.
Okay.
TV specials.
I don't think I ever watched one.
Yeah.
I don't watch those specials. Yeah, my thing with Louis is. Look, I've been in hotel rooms with male comedians at that hour.
Yeah,
you're gonna see a dick. You gotta get
you're
out.
You're gonna see a dick.
You gotta get out. I don't go. You don't go past. Not saying it's right.
You're right.
But I'm saying one time this happened to me in Moncton at this festival, And this guy, me and my friend are drinking, and he laughed. He goes, "You want to come, Steph?" I'm like, "I'm good." Second about the guy, he's like, "What is he, my cock on my phone?" I'm like, I should have left.
Wait, who did that?
This comic in Moncton.
Oh, I thought his name was Moncton.
No, Moncton was the place.
Canada. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, it was disgusting. It looked like so wet. I was like, why is it wet? This is bizarre.
We used to do a thing, me and another comedian. I won't say his name, but he's a great guy, and he's got a clean-cut image. America's Got Talent guy.
Okay.
And we used to, when we were starting out in Boston.
Preacher Lawson, okay.
What's that?
Preacher Lawson.
No, Preacher's been here. We'd go to parties, and we had this running bet. We would both pull our cocks out of our flies, so just the shaft and head.
Okay.
And then whoever.
That's the whole cock.
Not the balls.
Yeah, but yeah, just pulling your cock out, you consider the balls part of the shaft and head? Yeah, it's the cock.
That's like saying what's that like saying?
I don't know. When you say the dick out, yeah, if you said dick and your balls came out, I'd be alarmed.
That's like saying the pussy doesn't include the clitoris.
Well, it's on the top. It has to.
Well, when you say pussy, do you think clitoris is part of that?
Yeah, but when you say cock, I just picture the penis, the shafts, and the head. I don't picture the balls. The balls are separate.
It's like the luggage. You're carrying the luggage.
How many,
you're not gonna go
how many
away
vibrators do you have you seen with balls on them?
That's a good point. Although there's a rabbit ear.
Yeah,
which is like a it's like a reverse ball.
No, they're not. We do not look at those like balls. Those
That's strange because, and I don't want to ask you this personally because it's crass, but I think some women enjoy the slapping of the balls
some
on the
do.
Tape. So maybe there should be a loose ball
well,
thing on a vibrator.
Those wouldn't sell well. There's very few women that like
well,
that.
Well, it's detachable. You don't have to use it.
Like truck nuts. I guess you could. It's kind of like a detachable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is detachable. That's if you want them, you can put them on there.
I think truck nuts started in Canada, by the way.
I think I want to get a set of truck nuts.
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
They're so stupid.
I want them dragging. I want them to be like sparks flying. I want them so big that they're absurd.
And paste some hair on there. Make it real.
Oh, yeah. Make it
go
real.
Yeah.
Full fucking set of hair on there. Follicles.
And maybe a guy's high squealing voice coming out of a speaker in the back.
This is a marketing idea.
Yes.
Let's get on the ground floor. This.
Yeah. This is our merch. This is our merch.
I'm wearing my own merch right now.
What is it?
This is my own merch, Filth Queen. I'm wearing my own goddamn merch.
Hey, but you can't read it.
You can't?
There's too much going on.
Really?
I just looked at it and I couldn't tell what it said.
Well, you're looking a little too hard now, pervert. You're really taking it in. Like, I really can't read it. Can you come closer? I really can't. What does it say? I'm actually having a hard time.
I can't read it.
Like, my shirt's off. It's like, of course you can't read it. It's no longer on my body.
And do those sell well, the filth?
Yeah, they do.
You bring them on the road with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped. It's so annoying. It's pathetic.
Well, here's the key is you sell pins. That's what I do. I have these little pins. I bring a bag that's this big with about 150 pins in it. I sell them all out over the course of the weekend, and I don't have to check another bag.
Selling them for what?
I sell them for $10 each.
Okay.
They cost me $2.
Okay, look at this. Wow, that's good.
And it's all cash. Okay. I don't take credit cards or Venmo. So
really?
I have a safe at home, and I just stuff cash in it every weekend. And then when we have to buy something, like we just bought a new fence for our house. We paid the guy cash.
You bought a new car. I'm absolutely pissed. We both were fucking driving around in Subaru Outbacks, and now I'm the only fucking lesbo in the fucking lot now.
I sold out the brand. I know.
God, what the heck, Greg? I was all pumped.
Right.
Pulled in this nice car. I'm like, who's this fucking idiot?
Yeah. Well, it's called a midlife crisis, Steph. You'll have it at some point.
I think I already had a couple.
How old
are
you now?
40.
Are you 40?
Thank you for that reaction.
I honestly thought you were early 30s. Yeah.
I'm going to let you fucking suck me off right now.
No
let
shit.
Let you suck me off.
Let you.
I'm not going to suck you off. I'm going to allow you. It's the, you know what it is? It's the haircut, I think.
Yeah.
I look younger.
I remember your old hair. I saw a picture of it.
Parted, yeah.
It was parted and flat, and now you'd work in the bangs.
Oh, we need the bangs. Well, that's why I look young.
Do you curl it?
This is natural.
It's naturally curly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And what about armpit hair? Have you ever worked with that at all, or you'd always kept it?
No, I tried to grow it out when I was in grade 8 because I tried to be in the Guinness Book of Records for longest armpit hair. Bizarre thing, I thought was funny. And then I ended up, we had pool class and I had to wear like a big t-shirt and I almost drowned one day. I'm like, this is stupid. like the fat person t-shirt, that's what I had to wear. I'm like, this is also so much people can grow it. I don't know why I thought that was what.
Yeah.
Because I'm European, so it grows quite rapidly.
Yeah, well, what's your ethnicity?
Bulgarian.
Your parents are both from Bulgaria.
No, my grandparents are. Oh. My parents are from both born in Canada.
But are is both their ethnicity Bulgarian?
No, just my dad.
Oh.
They're arranged marriage from Bulgaria.
Where's your mom from?
She's Canada, and her mom's from Canada.
But she's, why was it arranged?
My grandparents were arranged marriage.
Oh, your grandparents were arranged.
Isn't that bizarre?
Did they love each other?
No, they divorced like three kids, and that was it. And that's unheard of to get divorced after being arranged.
Right.
Because that whole side of the family, like, you're done. Like, my baba, they're like, bye, you
really?
Fucked up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They don't talk to her. That was
it. So how did she make a living after that?
I don't know. Canada somehow just gives people money.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really understand what happened. I'm like, she never worked a day in her life, and she had a house. And I'm like, I can't even afford a house. And all I do is work. I'm bad.
I know. Here. I know.
I want a fence. I want to have midlife crisis fence money. Where's that? You can't afford a fucking house in the city.
It's so unfair. It's
disgusting.
It's so unfair. My kids said that to me the other day. They're like, Dad, we're never going to be able to buy a house. Like, when you think about it, the average income has not gone up that much in the last 20 years, and housing prices have tripled. Mm-hmm. How does that make sense?
Two-bedroom.
And now, million. And you end up with a two-bedroom with a bath with a half a yard in it. And you're underwater.
It's absurd.
And the problem is now is 40% of all houses that are coming on the market are being bought by corporations then turn them into rentals.
Oh, yeah.
So that drives the prices of houses up even more. And it forces, you know, the American dream, and no offense, I know you're Canadian, but like the American dream was you buy a house and you got a place to retire. You have equity you can borrow against if you're in a tough spot as an older person. And now we're all going to be just Walmart greeters paying rent for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, you're going to have your kids living with you. What's going to happen?
Well.
Are they already living with you?
Well, my son's out. My daughter's 21, so she's we have a guest house in the back, so she's got an apartment in the guest house. But she's looking to move out in the fall.
That's nice, though.
I don't want them gone. I fucking love my kids being around.
Aww.
Oh, my God. I just hung out with my daughter all morning. She's the best.
What the heck?
And my son, we play paddle tennis and golf together, and we have family dinners on Sunday night. He comes home every Sunday.
Oh my
for
God!
No, I don't want them moving away.
Life.
But I mean, look at what other countries do. You live for three generations in the same house. We're the only country where people turn 21 or 18 and they move away. Yeah. Then you have babies, and their grandparents aren't near them to help raise them.
That's a problem.
I know. Yeah. It's a bummer.
Well, my family's still doing that in Canada. That's the Canadian dream, too.
Yeah.
My sister's a kid. My parents love that.
They live nearby?
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes away.
Oh, that's nice.
No, they do dinners together, and I'm just like, hi, why is no one answering my calls?
Yeah.
Mommy, daddy, do you still love me? Why don't I get phone calls?
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't care.
Is it just you and your sister?
Yeah.
Was she always the favorite?
Yeah. And she's funnier than me, and it's so fucking annoying.
No.
It's so annoying. And she doesn't even care. Like, really? She does. She knows she's funny, but she works for the city of Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, I took her to Just for Laughs 1 year, years ago.
Yeah.
And she came back. I couldn't find her for like an hour. And you hang out at the Hyatt bar or whatever, the party. She comes back with a stack of cards. And I'm like, what's that? She goes, I don't know what the fuck these are. Manager, agent. I was like, she fucking works for the city of Toronto.
She's killing.
Because she's treating everyone like dog shit. Making fun of everyone, calling them like garbage piles. I was like, this is so funny.
Oh, my God. No, that's
I wish
great.
I had that attitude.
Yeah, I was the favorite child growing up.
How many of you was there again?
I had a brother who's 13 months old. We were Irish twins.
Okay.
And then my sister's 3.5 years younger. And I was the funny one growing up. I was the middle child, so I was the one that was kind of gregarious and, you know, alcoholic dad, but I made everything okay. I was able to play off of him. And then my sister fucking grinded her way into it. And she started taking my mom in every summer because my mom lives in Florida. My sister's in New York, but we're from New York. So my mom comes home.
Upstate? Where you start?
No, Tarrytown. Right?
Tarrytown, okay, but you're close to, my boyfriend lives upstate. Remember you guys knew the whole area?
What town is he in?
Romulus.
Yeah. No, that's not Tarrytown.
Disgusting.
No, we're 20 minutes from the city. That's like hours.
Tarrytown, okay.
Yeah. So she puts her up. And so now my sister's the favorite child. And I'm trying to fight my way back in. I fly down to Florida. I visit her.
Wow.
I send her giant bouquets on Mother's Day. And
still nothing.
Well, I'm getting there, but okay. I feel like she still definitely has the edge.
Okay.
And my brother's he's a long shot.
Long shot. Yeah. He's done. He doesn't care.
I think he cares, but, you know.
It's too far gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone.
I whisked up a bit because I think my parents think I'm famous.
Yeah.
So there's like a little gray area right now. But then my sister had the baby and that's it now. We're done.
Yeah, fame and baby. No comparison.
It's nothing. They don't give a fucking shit. I literally got a quote today from Bill gave me for my special. And I was so happy about it. I like cried. I sent it to my group chat. My mom went, "That's nice." I'm like, "That's nice." I'm like, "Bill Burr just said I'm the funniest person ever." And you said, "That's nice." What the fuck is this bullshit? I'm like, "You realize what this fucking says, asshole?" "That's nice." "Any more photos of the baby?" I'm like, "I'm going to fucking snap." Yeah. I'm fucking chopped liver up there. I'm Canadian. I'm poutine to my parents.
Oh,
I'm fucking cheese and fries.
Wow.
And, yeah. Slop.
What about, is there a difference between dad and mom? Do they both feel the same about you?
No, they do. My dad's more proud of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually.
I could see the father being more like career, that.
Yes. Yeah, my mom, all her friends tell her that she could have been a comedian.
Yeah.
And that's really gotten to her head.
Yeah.
So she thinks she's very funny. And she's always like, "Well, you know, if I didn't teach Highland dancing."
Yeah.
I'm like, "What? You would have grinded your ass out for 23 fucking years and moved to Los Angeles and wanted to kill yourself and drank excessively and fucked a bunch of gross pigs to get where you are? That's what you would have done, Joy?" I don't fucking think so.
You didn't fuck gross pigs to get to where you are.
No. I mean, I just meant like I just fucked a bunch of gross pigs.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wish I fucked the gross pigs. I fucked open micers.
Yeah.
I should have been fucking Jeff Singer. Up. I made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I was fucking the wrong people. Yeah. I fucked nobody in the industry.
Uh-huh.
Not one person. Slobs.
Yeah.
Losers.
You should have been in the back rooms of agency.
I
you should have been working as an intern at UTA. Sucking dick for lunch.
I was sucking dick in the back of an alley after a Tinder date. That's where I was. Mistakes were made.
God.
Yeah, disgusting.
So you're gross by your own definition, right? You say filth.
Yes.
But your parents, you want them to love you more, but
how do they really feel
about your stand-up?
They like it now. Here's the problem. They're fucking perverted. They act like this came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
One of my first memories of my parents, when they first got this cottage, they invited the neighbors over. And all of a sudden, this blow-up doll came out of nowhere. And I walked out to my mom and dad both fake fucking this doll. And I'm like, "And I'm the pervert? When did I become the pervert here?"
Wow.
They are, my dad, okay, this is my dad's favorite joke. It's so psychotic. I just realized how weird it is. In his wallet, I actually can call him right now, and I can prove it. In his fucking wallet, he has a picture of a baby photo. He goes, "Oh, you want to see my baby photo?" He has this laminated photo of a baby with a huge penis. He shows it to everybody. He had it laminated. That's how much he loves this fucking bit. And people believe, almost like, "Whose kid is this?" Because now you just have.
That's great. Someone,
speaking of child stuff that's bad, you have someone's kid. Whose kid is this? With this fake long cock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm the gross one. No, so it's like, let's not be judging.
Feeling that's where you came from. I had a feeling your parents had a dark sense of humor.
Because
that doesn't
do.
Come out of nowhere.
No, and I'm like, I'm also just a pervert. I've always been a pervert. Like, I just think like a sick fuck.
Yeah.
Like, clean piece over here.
I'm not clean at all. But what's so funny is people think of me as like, you know, Family Guy and all that. But, you know, that came later. I mean, I was a fucking madman my whole life.
I never saw you young doing stand-up.
Well, I just mean my life. Like, I wrote a book about it because I was so sick of people thinking I was one way when I really. So my book is all about how many times I was arrested and you know, fucking skanks and doing drugs. I'll send it to you.
I want to read the book.
All right, you won't read it. Comics don't read.
I actually don't read, but I will read this.
What are you reading now?
There's a couple books sitting on my night table that
No, nobody reads anymore.
People read. My boyfriend reads all the time. Yeah. He thinks I'm stupid because I don't read. Actually, right now I'm reading. I have a stack of cards. I'm reading the test for my citizenship.
You're not a citizen yet?
No, and I'm going to fail. I am stupid.
Don't fail now.
I'm fucked.
This could be your last
shot. I know. This or I get married. This or I force
my boyfriend. What's his name, Jeff?
Jefferson, yeah.
So, wait a minute. How is it that you've been here for how many years?
Green card. 10 years. I've been here for 7 years.
And why did you never take the test?
No, I apply to be dual citizen because you can get your green card. You have to. That's a whole separate process.
Right.
So now to become a dual citizen.
Yeah.
Which I'm doing because people with green cards are being stopped at the border.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm terrified. I haven't gone back to Canada since that happened.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. I'm fucking freaked out. Wow. Yeah, it's bad. Like people who have had green cards for years, they're going through their social media, and if you've spoken of the man one time.
Dude, what are we living in? What is this?
I worked so hard for that green card. I'm like, I'm not giving this up. So,
all right, so you got to take the test.
I have the test in 2 weeks, and I was testing myself last night. I'm fucking dumb.
I think we should test everybody in this country.
There's 100 questions. I have to memorize 100 questions all about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And,
all right, let me ask you a few.
Oh, I'm fucked. Go ahead. I'm not going to know them.
Okay, who was the first president of the Continental Congress?
What? That's not in it.
Oh, all right.
That's way too specific.
Gone too deep.
Yeah. I was going to say George Washington.
What were the original 13 states?
Oh, I know. I only have to pick one.
You only have to pick one?
And I know them. Massachusetts, Georgia, New York, New Jersey, Maine, Maryland. I'm missing a couple. North and South Carolina. And Rhode Island. No. I'm missing
two
one.
Others. Delaware and Virginia.
Okay, but I only pick one.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
All right, that's
one.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay. What number president was Lincoln?
No clue. I'm going to say 10. I have no idea.
I think he was seventh.
I made that up. I have no idea.
Who assassinated Lincoln?
George Washington.
George Washington.
Is it like three names in my head?
Well,
that,
I think the thing is about like a naturalization. It's the same as when you play like trivia in a bar. It's like if they say sports, say Babe Ruth, you're going to be right like 40% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, if you say history of rock and roll and you say Elvis, you're going to be right 40% of the time.
So I'm just going to
So
keep,
George Washington, stick with that.
That's the answer. How many... Whatever constitution. 27 is a number of something. I just have that in my head. 1776. I have all these numbers floating around.
How many states are there?
52.
How many are contiguous?
I don't even know what contiguous means, so I don't know that answer.
In the same continent.
Oh, 40, 50. One. I need you to be there. I keep joking and telling my boyfriend because he knows everything about the states, obviously. Also, we don't learn this in Canada.
Yeah.
Not like that would make it better, but I want like a little thing in my ear.
Yeah.
So I can be like, oh, the question is, sorry, I have to read them all out loud. The question is.
Yeah.
Like a little spy thing, a little spy
Get
ear
an
thing.
AI thing in your, you'd just be like, hey, Siri. If they hear you say, hey, Siri, they'll know something's up.
Yeah, but like, oh, sorry, it's my tick. Hey, Siri. This is good. This is very good.
All right, let's play a game called Rank 'Em.
Okay.
You're going to rank things. There's no right or wrong way to rank them. You can rank them in any way you want.
Okay. Really?
I wrote it down somewhere. Here it is. Oilers, Canadians, Maple Leafs.
Oh, fuck. The Leafs can suck my dick. They're so fucking bad. I can't even discuss them as a Torontonian.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Every year they do this.
Yeah.
Oilers. I'm Oilers all the way. I'm changing everything I've ever believed in. The Leafs do this every year. I'm never going to see the Leafs win.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a fucking baby. 1967, I believe, is the last time they fucking won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
They haven't even been. They have. This is as far as they've gotten in like what? 10 years,
yeah,
and then they blew it. They always blew it.
To Florida.
Of all places.
How do you lose to a place that has palm trees?
Unbelievable.
You're Toronto. You're one of the original six teams.
Do you know how fucking hardcore those Toronto fans are, too?
Oh,
They're unbelievable. They're crazy.
Although, you know what I appreciate is for a while you guys were booing the American National Anthem. Because you know they play both national anthems at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, when the tariffs were starting, you booed. And now they did not do that during the playoffs.
Okay. Well, we have some tact. What'd you say? Oilers, Canadians? I guess I'd say Oilers, Canadians, Leafs.
Okay.
Suck my fucking ass. They're so bad.
That was rough.
It was rough. I watch it. It stresses me out.
Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal.
Oh, Vancouver to live and have a family. Toronto, because it's my hometown. Montreal, only in the summer. Montreal in the winters, fucking hell.
Is it really?
It's ice. It's so fucking cold.
Was there
it's
like beautiful. A lake effect going on?
I don't know what's going on there. It's unbearable.
Wow.
And the French are so rude to us.
Yeah, they are.
I'm like, I know you speak English.
Yeah.
We put all of your French on our signs. We tried to learn it as kids. I never picked up on it, but I'll be like, hi. They'll go, bonjour. I'm like, hello. They go, oh, hello. I'm like, what is your problem?
Right.
I'm about to tip you fucking 30% here, asshole.
Right. Also, the French left. It's like getting divorced from a Mexican guy and then you still speak Spanish.
You're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Also,
adios.
Like, whatever. I love Montreal, but I couldn't live there because they're...
Love that comedy festival. How did they treat you? Because I had Robbie Hoffman in yesterday.
Horrendously. Huh?
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
They treat Canadians like dog shit. And it's so funny because I did the State of the Union speech, the Canadian version.
Oh, you did?
And I did it, and I said a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I was like, my manager five times was like, I think you should read Steph's speech first. Like, we're good. She's like, I'm telling you to read it. They didn't want to read it. I went through, I named names. I'm like, how many comics are here right now? How many Canadians are here right now? Did you? She tell you about the grant situation?
No.
So apparently, the Just for Last Festival got a grant from the Canadian government in order to get money for the festival. And that grant stated that you're supposed to have at least 50% Canadian performers.
Okay.
There's what, 20 every year maximum?
Yeah, one of them is Mike McDonald. Yeah.
Like, yeah, literally, he's dead now. 200-300. Do you know he died?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Kind of tragically, actually, I think.
Oh, that's sad. He was a great comic.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
I'm not. The problem is, this is why I'm so pissed off about it, is because I think Canadian comics are amazing.
Yeah.
We fucking have to work so much damn harder
work
to get
hard.
Here. We're fucked because we can't get here. We need to get
right,
a green card.
Right, right.
We have to do all this
and
fucking bullshit.
And even the clubs, she was saying that she had a very difficult time, not only with the club owners and bookers, but with the other comics as a female and as somebody coming up. I don't know that she even said female. I think it was just that there was like a status quo that they were trying to hold on to.
Yeah.
And there was not a lot of support.
Well,
going
female,
on.
Especially in the two clubs in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yuck Yuck's and Absolute Comedy. They like barely booked women. Those two were fucking a nightmare to get into. I'm not in them. They're brutal. But I think she also started more in Montreal.
Yeah.
So the Toronto scene, the comics I came up with are super supportive and were nothing but supportive with me.
All right.
So I can't agree with her on that because all my guy friends were like nothing but fucking amazing.
Who were
they?
They
still are. Like Alex Pavone, Pat Bircher, if you know him. He's in New York. He's also in New York. Mark DeBonis. You don't know. He's so funny. He's a psychopath.
Uh-huh.
He's back in Toronto. Chris Robinson. He's a super funny guy. Like all these guys that were like so funny, but Chris Rock, if you know the alt scene, Tim Gilbert, all these. You just met Jeff Paul. You just chose with
Jeff
him.
Paul. I did at the Comedy Bar, which is a really great club.
It's amazing.
Up there. Yeah. Two clubs.
Yeah. And that guy, Gary, he was one of the first people that let me do anything I wanted.
Yeah.
He let me my sketch partner, Lady Stash, do like wacky shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Stash was the improv group you were in.
Yeah, sketch, duo sketch.
Sketch.
Yeah, sketch comedy. Like so, loose sketch.
Yeah. So you guys would write new material pretty often? Or
yeah,
is
we
it
did
like
a monthly show called Lady Stash Gone
and
Wild.
You always had new stuff?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
No
we
shit.
Were good. And we filmed a video. This is before people were filming videos.
Wow.
Every month we filmed a video with the host.
Uh-huh.
It was bizarre. But then we would do like new shit. A lot of it didn't work.
Well, I mean, look at SNL. I mean... You
it's
know,
hard to write sketches.
If half the sketches on SNL work, that's a good week. And I'm not shitting on them. That's for any sketch show in history. It's really hard.
It's really hard, yeah.
Yeah.
We grew up in Canada. I grew up watching like Kids in the Hall and SCTV. So I grew up watching more sketch than I did stand up.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be on SNL.
Right. Then, do you still?
No. No, no interest.
Do you want to be in a sketch show?
Yeah, if it was out here.
Yeah.
I'm not moving a golden retriever.
There's no sketch shows anymore.
I don't know what happened to that. They gotta bring it back. Like the Key and Peele did so well. The Kroll Show, like we love these shows. Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
I think you should leave. That was like the newest one, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I haven't watched Tom Segura's yet, but that's apparently like
it's good.
A dark sketch show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dark. Yeah. You know who's great in it? Kirk Fox is fucking great in it.
He's a really good actor.
He is a good actor. Yeah. All right, back to Rankin. Robbie Hoffman, Caroline Ray, Samantha Bee.
Who's Samantha Bee again? Oh, that girl who does the... Well, I don't know her at all.
All right, then let's just swap her out for Catherine O'Hara.
Well, what the heck? Well, Catherine O'Hara is a goat.
Yeah.
Caroline Ray is amazing and nice and gave me her osteopath. And Robbie Hoffman's a maniac. I lived with Robbie. We were roommates for a few months. Yes, it was psychotic.
Really?
Oh, my God. She
Did
moved
she ever
in with
hit
me.
On you?
No, God, no. Hmm. Have you seen her wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. She ain't looking at me. I'll tell you what. She ain't looking at this when she got that. She No, we were good friends. She was just psychotic to live with. I was babysitting at the time, and it was hell. Yeah. And I would have to come home. I'd bike there. It was like fucking 5 miles there, 5 miles back. I'd bike home all tired. I'm like, I need a nap. And every time she came in the house, she'd go, hello? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you got to stop doing the hello. She goes, no, I can't.
She's used to living with 9 other people.
I go, I don't give a fuck. I need a nap. I have shows tonight. Yeah. You have to shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
I almost killed her.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck you mean it's going to happen? Yeah, yeah. Did it every fucking day. I got no sleep.
Yeah.
I was like delusional for 2 years.
Right,
it was hell.
Right, right.
I love her. I know. I just talked to Robbie. I literally talked to Robbie this morning. We're good friends. But definitely O'Hara. I mean, come on. Home
Did
Alone?
She tell you she was here yesterday?
No, she didn't tell me shit. I just saw she sold a show. And I'm like, she'll call me and be like, so-and-so is so unfunny. Why are they getting spots anywhere? And then I'm like, you were on Mulaney Live? What are you talking about? She didn't tell me shit.
She just told us yesterday how she'd never badmouth anybody in comedy.
Excuse me,
Did
Robbie
she say
Hoffman.
That? Did she say that? Anna?
Are you fucking kidding me? She's 2 days ago, she called me, and I'm not going to say the name. Blah blah blah, fucking sucks. And I go, "Aren't you on Mulaney Live tonight?" Like that was the conversation.
Yeah.
What a psycho. Hey, I badmouth people, and I say it to their fucking face.
Yeah.
I'll tell you your shit. All
right.
Can't wait.
Alanis Morissette, Joni Mitchell, Celine Dion.
Oh, the exact order you listed it in.
Really?
Alanis, Joni. People love Celine. I never really got into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was. And then her husband was so old. It grossed me out.
That was weird.
It was like the opposite of what all these like male rock stars are doing. You see Anthony Kiedis' girlfriend?
Yeah.
I can't listen to Chili Peppers anymore. I'm done with
it. It's weird.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's sick. Yeah. On what planet? Picture you right now with that girl. What are you talking about? Literally, what is the conversation like?
It's, you know, I have friends that have done that. Like, I had a friend from college who got divorced, and he started dating a 25-year-old. You know, at 50.
It's absurd.
I was just like, dude, what are you doing?
Like, honestly, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I
He's fucking. That's what he's doing.
Well, he's getting that dick wet. I'll tell you that. He's getting it soaked.
But here's the thing. I couldn't keep up with a 25-year-old. I have 59-year-old sex.
Yeah, and you love 59-year-old sex.
59-year-old sex. Foreplay is, here's what it is now, is she's coming out of the shower.
Okay.
Because when you're married, just trying to initiate at a point where they have to get disrobed for the act is too much of a hurdle.
Okay.
So now I gotta wait.
You gotta get
the barriers low.
Yeah, you gotta get her.
I wait in the bedroom. I pretend I'm folding a shirt.
So many times it comes out, it's like origami. It's so small. You've been folding the shirt. What is that? It's my shirt.
It's my shirt. Yeah, you've been waiting.
Yeah,
you've been waiting to pounce, haven't you?
Yeah. The shirt's like so soiled from sweat. You just stole this so many times. It's a wet cloth.
Wait. So you're how old's Jeff?
38.
Okay, so you guys are having 39-year-old sex.
No, I think we're having way younger sex, and it's putting my back out. I don't
really?
Know what I'm doing. I gotta stop. I hit my head in a hotel room recently. Yeah. We were like in the shower, and I was holding on one of those bars.
In
the next morning,
shower.
I'm like, what am I doing? I have sciatica. I can't be bending over like this.
Right.
What am I? I was looking at slip-ons the other day. Yeah. I need Velcro.
Yeah,
I can barely tie my shoes.
Right. And you're trying to do it in
the
shower.
Oh, because I think he's so hot. So I'm like really trying
he
with
is
him
hot.
Still.
He is,
I know. What the
he's
hell?
He's a great dude, too.
I know.
He's smart. He's funny.
He's
a good hang. Like
he's a good hang.
Generally, when somebody brings a significant other into the green room, it's kind of like slows things down.
Yes.
But he gets it.
He gets it.
Yeah.
I would never bring him back there if he didn't. Oh, he's so fucking funny. He like everyone loves him. He's like chatting people. He knows stuff. I'm like, I'm dumb. Talk to him.
But what are you fucking in a shower for? I always found that
I don't know.
It sounds like a good idea. And then there's the lubrication gets dried out.
It dries up.
It's the opposite.
No.
You think it's wet, so it'll slide. It dries it out.
I don't know. It's just because we're in there together. We shower together a lot, actually. And I'm like, I think the second we're in there, I'm like, I'll just see it and I'll just flick it a little bit and it's hard and then
starts
we're tweaking,
with a game.
And then it starts with a starts with a light wash. I'm like soaping his dick and then I'm like, well, it's clean.
It's clean.
I don't know.
You might as well eat it. Yeah.
And then I'm down there on my knees and it's like, and then I stand up and it's like, I'm like, we're going to the hospital. My bones have snapped in two. I cannot be behaving as such. I'm squatting. Deep squat. I have hemorrhoids. I can't be squatting.
Yeah.
They're going to be sitting in the drain.
Right.
What am I doing down there?
Right.
It's absurd behavior.
No, you're not a Korean grocery.
I'm not.
Lunch.
How do they do
like that?
Yeah. Sitting waiting for the bus? I can't be doing this.
That is like the ultimate blowjob position, though. The Korean grocer eating lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just say, can I get some Korean lunch?
Yeah, and then you just squat down with a sandwich.
Right. All right. Did I have a last one? I think that might have been all of it for Rank'em.
That was fun. I like Rank'em.
It's fun, Rank'em's right?
Good. Yeah.
Rank'em's fun.
No,
but you have
no
a
rules.
Podcast. Do you have any segments on your podcast, or you just kind of go?
I
with
do,
the flow?
Yeah. I keep wanting to get you on the name Pod, but you live so fucking far out here, and I'm in East Hollywood.
I'll come out.
Come out,
I'd
please.
Love to come out.
I'd love
yeah,
you
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My segment, yeah, I have the worst body story you've ever heard in your life.
Uh huh.
And then the funniest way you think
like,
you can die.
Like, not about yourself, just that you've ever heard?
Yeah, like something that's just like traumatized you. In my example, I have a couple examples. One, my dad told me years ago that a man, I don't know why he fucking told me this, a man wrapped himself in saran wrap and hid in a porta potty and would watch women piss and shit.
No!
And he told me that when I was so young that every single time I go to porta potty, to this day, I have to look in.
Yeah.
Looking for his little head peeking out. And someone recently on my Instagram just sent me going, that was real, and sent me an article from years ago from like some place in like Kansas or Tennessee or something.
Really?
And someone did that. Sick.
Well, you know, Chuck Berry lost a class action lawsuit from 40 women who proved that he had hidden cameras in the toilets in his restaurant in Illinois.
No.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't go to jail, but he paid out a lot of money.
In the toilet.
In the toilets. That was his thing.
Poop, poop, pee, pee.
Yep.
Cup
well, out. I don't know where. I can't tell you which.
Well, I
maybe
mean,
he had to wait for the pee pee to be done for the
poo-poo to come out.
Well, because it's very rare you sit down and you poop first and then pee later.
Oh, I'm pooping first. If I gotta
Shut up.
If I got a shit, if I'm in there to shit, my shit's out of my ass.
What?
I'm running to the toilet. The shit's out.
You can sit down and hold in the pee and drop a deuce.
I'm not holding
in
the pee.
And then when you're done, suddenly you pee?
Yes, yes. Yes.
I don't believe that's true. I need video.
I'll put a camera in my toilet. I'll send it to you. And I'll call it the Barry view. I tell you what, Chuck Berry would not be getting hard on whatever the fuck's coming out of me.
No.
I dig a hard piss.
Yeah.
Steamy piss. Yeah. And my shits are bad.
Yeah.
A lot of fiber.
Well, also, when you have hemorrhoids, the wipe becomes like a fucking construction site.
Well, it's they're in.
Oh, they're inside.
Yeah, I got an innie. It's annoying. It's worse.
Do you put the lotion in there?
Nothing works. It doesn't
the
work.
Ointment?
Leave
no,
them.
It doesn't.
I shove those little tubs of butter at my ass
right,
for a while.
Right.
I feel so perverse.
Well, you
unraveling this little thing. I'm like, where's the bun?
Yes.
And then I'm just putting it in my butthole. I'm like, this is. They don't work.
And you put it in.
And then
it
slips
it
out.
It slips right out.
What the hell
yeah.
is this? It's such a gross thing.
And then your underwear is stained from it.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's it. This is who I am now.
The only upside is when you do drop a deuce after putting it in,
it slides out. Yeah, buttery.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's silky. The old Kerrygold.
It's Fifth Star Radio where we take on the issues of the day. And, what's the closest you ever came to a fist fight on stage?
Oh, fuck. I got a chair thrown at me in the OR at the store a couple years ago.
No.
Yes. It was so fucked up. It was, I remember I had just got out of a horrendous relationship and I should not have been on stage.
Yeah.
I just found out something really bad and I was like in a really bad headspace. And I get to the show, it's in the OR, and I love the OR. And there's this guy in the front, as soon as I walk on, this guy in this big bubble jacket immediately gets on his phone. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, who are you texting? He's like, goes back to his phone. I go, buddy, I'm like, I've said nothing. You can't even hate me already. I've done no jokes. I've done nothing at all. Kind of, he stops for a second, does this, rolls his eyes, puts his phone down. I do one joke, a minute later, he's back on his phone. I go, all right, Puffy Vest, what fucking year is it? 2002, what the fuck's on the fucking phone?
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck, like, if you have to make a call, make a fucking call.
Yeah.
Like, you're fucking pissing me off.
Uh-huh.
So I keep going on. I'm making fun of him, not even that badly. He gets so, I say something that I guess triggers him. I don't even know what it was. He stands up and he's like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck me, fuck you. Grabs the chair. And I guess, and I'm watching this in slow motion, but in my head, I'm like, does he think these are like light chairs? Like, this guy's a scrawny motherfucker guy.
Yeah.
So he was smaller than me. I'm like, I can take this guy. So right away my head goes, I can take him.
Yeah.
He stands up, grabs the chair. And I'm like, where's the fucking door, guys?
Yeah.
Hello,
right,
what the fuck's
right.
happening right now?
Yeah.
Grabs the chair, goes to throw it. And he thinks it's going to be like this, like a wicker. Thinks it's going to go over his head. He can barely get it up. This guy beside is like, oh my God, he's throwing the chair. This audience member goes up to grab him. He gets the chair up. I watch it just roll beside me. And I go, did you just throw a fucking chair at me?
Wow.
And the crowd is like now dead silent.
Yeah.
And they're like, a pin could drop. And the finally door guys come, they get him out, they take him out. He's like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. And I was like, he gets whatever three, what is it called? 360s when you get cut out? What is it called? 86. Yeah, so he gets 86, whatever, and he's like pissed off out there swearing around, whatever.
Although if you throw somebody out and you spin them around during the 86, I think it's a 360, 86.
Okay, okay. But I should spin around. Yeah. But I remember, like, my heart was, like, pounding, and then I ended up killing. I did, like, I was so pissed, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
It was crazy, but I was like, I'm like, if this guy, like, if that chair hit me, I would have just fucking pounded him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he was so small, too.
Right, right.
I've never had, like, a bottle thrown at me or anything like that, but I've
But I do think that after an incident like that, because I've had them, well, every comic has had it, when somebody gets thrown out during your set, if you handle it well and you stay in control of the room,
mm-hmm.
they turn into the greatest crowd of all. They turn into a 17-year-old girl who you just went down on for 20 minutes and now you're going to make love to.
That's the example you went with?
21. She's 21.
It's like, if anyone was eating my pussy at 17, I was grossed out by it. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Sick.
Well, I'm not saying I was 17.
It's like the Apollo. I thought you were going to say that. I'm like, what's a 17-year-old came out of nowhere for no reason? The hell is this? It feels like, because they feel like they witnessed something so special, and they're like, wow, you fucking did that.
And they know how hard your job is at a time like that, and
yes.
they just appreciate what you're doing.
Yes, putting yourself up there and out there.
I swear to God, next time I do a special, I'm going to plant somebody in the front row to get thrown out.
Okay, Steve Hofstetter.
Oh, did he do that?
He plants. It's the whole thing.
No.
That's his whole thing. He plants people.
Oh, is this well known, or you're telling a secret?
I thought everyone knew that.
I didn't know
that. I don't think he knows it's well known, but I know a lot of comics talk about it.
So he records clips of people heckling him, but the hecklers are actually plants.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think what happened was, like, the first couple were real.
Yeah.
And they went crazy viral.
Right.
And I was like, well, you can't have somebody always yelling "Hi Hitler" in the fucking crowd. You're like,
right.
20 bucks.
Sit there. Do you think
third row to the left. Camera's conveniently
right
on them.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Right. And he's lobbed.
Yeah. I said clearly into the microphone.
Do you think saying "Heil Hitler" is more offensive than saying "Hi Hitler"? Because when you say "Hi Hitler," it's almost more intimate. Yeah, it's flirty.
Hi,
yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I think if you do
Hitler.
That, yeah, if you do that, it's nicer.
Right.
If Elon did that, I think that would have been
instead of putting the arm all the way up, if he went halfway up and then went "Hi Hitler."
Can you imagine that's what he used to do instead of doing the thing?
Yeah.
We all wouldn't be offended by it. We're like, that's actually kind of cute.
He never would have taken over Eastern Europe.
No, he wouldn't have.
Right.
He'd still be around today.
All right. This is, by the way, this is Fastballs with Fitz. This is where we ask you fastball questions.
All right.
By the way, your website.
Do I have a website?
It's awful.
I have a website?
Somebody made one for you.
Are you joking?
I was hoping you didn't make it because.
Well, I have a web.
You have a website, but it's weird. It's like StephTolev.something. Like, not the usual. It's not like .com. It's dot something else.
I didn't even know I had a website.
It's your picture. It's got a link to your representation. But then when you click on the representation, it goes to, like, Pinterest. And then when you go to your tour dates, it's only got a couple of them. And then, it's awful.
I don't have a website.
Why don't you have a website?
It's all PunchUp. It's all Instagram. PunchUp.live, that's my website. It's like all my tour dates, my videos are on there, everything's on there. It's all Instagram now. I'm like, fuck, I better look at that. I had no idea the website.
Is that the new thing, to not have a website?
Yeah, it's like you click the link in the bio, it's all there. All tour dates are there, my YouTube's there, everything's there.
That's what's holding me back.
It's your website.
And I'll tell you what's holding you back.
My hemorrhoids? What is
your hemorrhoids. Who is your best Asian friend?
Oh, Winnie Ip.
Who?
Oh, now or back in the day?
No, whenever.
Winnie, yeah. My, like, in grade...
Winnie?
Yeah, grade 3. She lived around the corner of my house. Winnie Ip, yeah.
That's a good name.
Full name. It was a cute name.
I like that.
She was a very nice girl.
Yeah.
Lived around the corner of my house. Had a great party. She had a cool little 3-story house.
Did you go to her house and her family cooked Chinese food?
Yeah. She had birthday parties and stuff. And then my other friend was... what's Rihanna Maharaj? She's... I don't want to say Pakistani. She's Indian?
Yeah, I don't love it when the Middle Easterners call themselves Asian.
Oh.
Stay in your lane.
Oh, God.
You know? Oh, God. There's enough Asians. Don't make Asian bigger than it already is.
I don't think they do that, do they?
Oh, they always do that. You say somebody, I'll say to the crowd, any Asian people here tonight? And then some guy, some chick with a red dot on her forehead's glass. I go, I'm totally kidding, right?
It's like, you are not who I thought you were at all. My God. Jesus.
Sometimes I just go into that character.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I'm like, who am I sitting here with? Jeff Dye?
Oh, is that your guy?
No, I just saw the clip of the day with Maren, and I've been laughing at it.
Yeah, I saw the clip. Is that when Bert Kreischer was telling Maren that he was Jeff Dye shit on him?
Yeah, yeah.
Did Jeff Dye go on Maren and shit on Bert, or he just...
No, Jeff Dye went on Bert and was shitting on Maren.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I just saw Maren said I've never heard of him.
It was the funniest clip I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's the best way to handle it,
right? Well, Jeff blocked me years ago, so it's like I couldn't even, like... I chimed in a little bit. I had a couple of laughy emojis in there. You better believe I was in there liking some stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny. Yeah. That was just a funny clip.
Yeah.
It was a perfect clip. That's the perfect internet clip.
Yeah.
It's a nice...
There's a lot of drama in the comedy world lately.
There's so much drama.
Comics bad-mouthing each other, and, you know, there's different sects and cults of comedy that are bashing each other, you know, like you've got the Largo comics, and then you've got the Legion of Skanks guys in New York, and then you've got the Austin guys, and then you've got, you know, Jeselnik is sort of taking on everybody.
Which I do love.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't give a shit. He's just lone wolf.
And then you've got like Andy Kindler. You know,
Kindler's in there. Yeah, I love Kindler.
Oh my God.
Kindler's in there. And then you know who was my favorite? Tim Heidecker.
Oh, does he chime in on people?
Oh, no, but he does this. He's doing a show, some live show right now called Kill Timmy, and it's...
No
it's,
way.
It's
no
really
way.
Funny. Yeah, you should see the clips.
It's a parody of Kill Timmy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's very funny.
Does he do a live
show? Have you not seen his special where he does his whole character? Tim, I think it's A Night with Tim Heidecker or something, and it's... I think it's the most brilliant stand-up special I've ever seen. He plays this fucking character of this stand-up comic guy.
Yeah.
He does 1 hour. He doesn't do a single joke. He's like, he comes out, the fucking mic stand falls everywhere. The music's all fucked up. He yells the whole time. He's like, my fucking wife.
Yeah.
Bitch. And that's all he does. He is so fucking funny. It's insane.
I don't like it.
You'd love it.
I don't like when non-comics come out.
He's a comic.
He's a comic actor.
His stand-up is funny. His regular stand-up is funny. It's funny. Watch. He's had regular specials.
I like him. I'm friends with him. But I don't like when people
watch it.
I feel protective of the art.
Okay. All of a sudden.
Who do you want to give your eulogy?
My sister. Because it'd be the funniest.
Yeah.
Mm. It'd be the most heartfelt and funny. Mm-hmm. You need some crying. You need some laughing.
Do you think that before you die, you will... sort of give her some bullet points on some of the
stories. I'm going to let her go.
Let her
I'm
do it herself.
Let her do whatever the fuck she wants, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she got free reign on that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I want to do something funny, too. Like, you've seen that video of the Irish guy who they play. He's like, I'm alive. Get me out of here like that. I want to do something that.
You know it would be so sad if I said, here's how you know somebody's suicidal. You're like, who do you want to give a eulogy? And they're like, Dad. My dad. Like, he's get like, oh, like he'd still be alive when you're dead.
No. It's definitely got to be.
Who's the worst feature or opener that you've had on one of your shows?
Oof. That's a good question.
They're all good questions. That's why it's called Fastball.
I had this
fits.
Host in Kansas City. Poor girl. She should not have been doing it. She was very young. Found out after the club booker. Turns out likes young women. Very young.
Yeah.
She was maybe 17.
Oh, my God.
I got in the green room. I go, oh, hi, who are you? She's like, I'm hosting for you. And I was like, you're doing what? I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, and then we got there late. I was rushing around. I remember being like, I have to do, I'm like, I'm not doing an hour tonight. I'm tired. She's got to do like 10, 15. My opener will do 20. And that's what she's getting paid for. And then I'll do like 45. And the booker's like, oh, no, she doesn't have that. She has 5. I go, well, then why the fuck is she hosting?
All right.
He's like, well, you know, she likes you. And I want to get her to like... People DM me being like, if you bring her again, I'm never going to come see you again.
Yeah.
It was, and I'm sure she's better now, but it was like,
are you sure?
You were not ready to be hosting for a touring headliner.
Right, right.
It was fucked.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable. Also, I was like, why is there a child in my green room?
Yeah.
I felt weird.
Right.
I was like, I'm uncomfortable here. My opener was also like, why is there a child in the green room?
Do you remember any of her jokes?
No. I was backstage like looking at my opener and he's like, oh, fuck. I'm like, you got work to do, buddy.
Right.
Get the fuck out there.
pervert.
Yeah. Yes.
There are two types of people in the world. Go.
Pieces of shit and some few nice people.
What percentage do you think are nice versus pieces of shit?
I think nice, probably 20%.
Oh, all right.
I'd like to hope that many.
Yeah.
And the rest are scumbags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your spidey sense on knowing which is which? How long does it take
you?
I'm
very good. Quick. Yeah. Very quick.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This honker can sniff them out from a mile away. Oh, I'm in there. I know the bad ones. You get a vibe, too.
Yeah.
Vibe. You can just tell by the way they treat you and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, yeah.
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 And how do you treat people who you think are pieces of shit? Do you just cut them out or do you?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm civil if we're on a show together, but I'm like, I'm not nice to you.
Yeah.
You know if I don't fucking like you.
Right.
Said their names. Yeah, you know I'm not like, I'm not tiptoeing around here. If you're a piece of shit, if I hear nothing but bad stories about you with other women, you're shit to me.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
I'm not backing you for anything. If you're a predator, anyone who's like associated with Crystalia, I'm like, why are we still talking about this man? Why are we doing this? This is crazy.
Right.
That's no, I that's bad people.
Have you ever been in a fist fight?
Yeah. A couple.
Couple.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
High school.
One
of my 20s. One, I was like, this girl was like looking at my ex-boyfriend. Another one, I was in a, actually both with guys. Another guy, a girl like shoved my boyfriend at the time in this bar, and then I shoved her back, and then three girls got on top of me and they were like fucking scratching me and like punching me. And then I thought one of them stole my cell phone, and the security guard was dragging them out. So on the way out, I'm like, you got my phone, bitch. And then I clocked her right in the head.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it was in my back pocket the whole time.
Ah!
I just got a new iPhone. It was like an iPhone 1. I'm like, I'm saving this.
Did you have scratches on you after
Oh, yeah.
The fight?
I was like fully scratched. I was like, my face was all bleeding, and they had ripped my shirt all open.
Really?
Yeah.
This
badass.
Is in Toronto?
Oh, yeah. Andy Pool Hall, it was called. It was like a huge pool hall that had like, it was actually really cool. It turned like a club on the weekends, but they had like 20 pool tables.
Yeah.
It was a cool place.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it used to be by the Comedy Bar.
You had the haircut for that place.
I didn't even have the haircut then.
Oh.
I know. I had the old hair.
No. Yeah, well. What was the second fight?
Well, when I got arrested in high school.
Oh.
But that was, I more started it. But I've been in like, a lot of like, just if my friends are in a fight, I'll kind of chime in there.
And yeah, yeah.
Bop around, a couple kicks, a couple tosses.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, a lot of mosh pits. I'm punching people. You know, it's fun.
You ever crowd surfed?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
A couple times, yeah.
You ever been felt up while you were crowd surfing?
Yes, I have.
That's why I think my daughter crowd surfs.
Don't let her
like,
do it.
Stop.
Tell her to stop. Tell her to stop right
now. Yeah.
I got honked bad.
Yeah.
I got flipped over my front.
Mm-hmm.
Full honk.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like you have to crowd surf at a show where it's like full rockers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're going to get, she's going to get touched.
Yeah.
She can't be up there. Okay. Get her down.
Talk to her.
Yeah. She's
she
done
just
with
did
that.
Last weekend.
No, she's done.
And she went to see, she's friends with this
Leslie
band.
Was Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Then they
then
would,
they would
they're
caress
holding you.
They're
you, caressing nicely.
Yeah,
yeah. They're cradling you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to crowd surf before I die.
You can crowd surf easily.
Yeah.
Do one at fucking goddamn Comedy Jam.
Yeah,
you can
right,
crowd
right.
surf. Yeah,
okay.
They do it.
All right. What's the last time you apologized?
Oh, to my boyfriend like 5 days ago.
What happened?
I fly off the handle sometimes. I get a little upset. I get a little worked up. I went crazy because I put parsley in a meal instead of cilantro, and it ruined the whole meal, and I lost my fucking mind.
No. So wait, mad. He put cilantro?
No, I did. I did it.
So you took it out on him because you fucked up?
Yeah, I fucked up, and I was yelling at him, and I blamed him for not helping me with dinner, and then I screamed at him, and then it was a big ordeal. And then I apologized right after. I always apologize.
Oh, right when after, before you go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
They say that's the key.
Yeah. No, I always, when I know I'm in the wrong, I apologize.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to, I will say it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come from, do you grow up Catholic or something?
No, it comes from just being, I think, a person. I don't want, like, especially with him, I don't want to fight with him.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be angry at me. I want to solve this. Because my dad, we used to fight so much as kids. He used to fucking scream and yell all the time. And he never apologized. He would just be like,
yeah.
I'm like, you just hit me. He's like, what? No, I was angry. It's fine. I'm like, hello? You're sorry? I won't do it again. I need something. I need some kind of closure here.
Yeah.
Instead of just the yelling and the going about your business. Like, my dad would literally scream at us. And then 20 minutes later, he'd be like singing Alice in Chains in the basement. I'm like, hello?
Alice in Chains. That's dark to
I
be
know.
Singing that after
I know.
A beating.
Da-da-da. And he's like screaming. We're like,
damn.
Good Christ, Dad. What are you going through? Holy hell. What the fuck is this?
Is this
hammering things in his basement?
Yeah.
Fucking thing he has down there is like little
wow.
scary shit. I know, but yeah,
now
I
think that's one of the most profound things I've felt with my children is apologizing to them. Was to me, like, it wasn't just for me, because there's so much pressure as a parent to be good, to mm-hmm. be perfect. And when you're not, you really beat yourself up. But then when you apologize to your child for it, you free yourself of some of that. And you're also, it's a life lesson for them that apologizing is always going to make everybody feel better. If mm-hmm. if it's right.
Yeah.
If it's sincere, you know? And I feel like my kids are able to apologize to their friends because they saw it modeled from us. Mm-hmm. And I'm same way. I didn't see it from my parents either. And they both used to fucking beat us all the time.
And you're like, hello, kiss yeah. it better.
Right,
yeah,
right. What the hell? I mean, I know. You, like you said, say I won't do it again. I know you will.
Yeah, we know.
But at least for now, yeah, say yeah. you won't do it
again.
Let
me sleep tonight. Yeah. Just a wink.
Right.
Yeah, that's very nice that you do that. Because I don't think my parents apologized to me later in life.
Yeah.
Like my dad apologized. Like, I'm sorry if I was bad as but you when you were younger. I'm like, well, where was this when I was fucking eight? Like, right, I don't need it now. I'm done. I'm done with it.
I know.
But yeah, I apologize a lot.
Yeah. Good. Final question. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to your credits. Your I'm going to promote your dates, but I only have like three of them because.
I don't need the dates. It's the special I need to promote.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's why I asked you to do this.
And I'm so sorry. I didn't watch it. Is it out?
No.
Oh, good. Then I don't feel as bad about not watching it. But what I'll do is I'll watch it, and then I will talk about it on a future show.
Okay.
So this is like
poorly.
A double plug.
Okay.
No, I won't say it poorly.
I'm kidding.
Where'd you shoot it?
Boston.
Where?
Paradise Rock Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the first place I ever did stand-up comedy
in
my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
That's fucking crazy.
I didn't even know they did stand up there. What
oh
are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Well, there was, Paradise is connected to, it used to be connected to a club called Stitches. They were the same
okay,
venue.
Okay.
Paradise is in the back.
Uh-huh.
And Stitches is in the front. And they had an open mic night. And it's
oh,
literally
it's
on
a
the
bar now. It's a bar now.
It's on the campus of Boston University, basically.
Yes,
right
yes,
on
yes.
Commonwealth Avenue.
Yes.
My dorm room, I could see Paradise. And so I used to go to watch shows. And then my freshman year.
What the hell?
It was February 6th, whatever it was. It was the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And the New England Patriots that day had gotten annihilated by the Bears in the Super Bowl. And I went on stage that night in Boston.
Fuck.
And I can't believe that's where you shot it.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
so
believe
cool.
you didn't shoot yours there. This may, you have way more of a connection than I do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be, I love Boston.
Yeah.
I fucking love Boston. And I wanted it to be in like a venue that felt like me, that I would like.
A lot of people have compared Boston to Toronto.
Oh, really?
Yes. When I was living there, people always said, Toronto's just like Boston.
A little bit, I guess.
Toronto's very international.
Yes. Boston, I didn't think it was as much.
It's very segregated.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're not similar.
I went there, I chose that because the crowd was the craziest crowd I had.
Yes.
Out of my whole last
tour.
Boston
crowds are the best.
I was like, this is a special crowd. This is what I want.
Right, right.
This reaction, this kind of fucking screaming, yelling.
Yep.
I'm like, I want this.
Yep.
I'm quiet.
I hate quiet crowds.
Toronto could be quiet. I'm like, you're my fucking hometown. I'm like, and I wanted it to be in Canada. Obviously, I wanted to film my first special in Canada, but
yeah.
I was like, I just did a big theater show in Toronto right before that. And I'm like, I can't double it up.
Okay. Wait, what
last
question is that? Oh, last question. I have a choice. There's two different ones I'm going to ask. All right, I'll ask this one. What's the hackiest bit you've ever done?
Oh, fuck. Probably about something with my nose. I used to joke. I have to do it now because I get online trolled my nose. So I just say that. I'm like, I know I look like Danny DeVito Penguin. That bullshit. Or I'll do now my hack joke that I always do. I go, I'm not a lesbian. And they're like, woo. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
But sometimes the hacks just, they work.
Yep.
Just to get them going. And then I'll do my bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hack bits are either the first or the last bit in the act.
Yeah.
Because that's where you need it the most.
Yeah, exactly. You need to get them going. And then in the middle, I just talk out of my fucking ass.
Right.
So who cares?
What's the name of the special?
Filth Queen.
You should make t-shirts that people can read.
It's on Netflix. June 23rd, it drops.
That's amazing. On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Good for you.
I'm very happy. Thank you.
And then you'll hit a bunch of podcasts and promote it.
I'm doing all that. I'm also in Tires, the new season of
You're
Tires.
You're great in Tires.
You didn't see it yet.
I didn't see it yet.
It's not out yet. But watch that.
Hey, what else were you in?
Hacks. Did you see me in Hacks?
I saw you in Hacks.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I do?
You are an assistant at the company. No, oh, no, that's Robbie Hoffman. Yeah.
God damn it.
Wait. No, I know.
Season three.
I remember seeing you. What do you do again?
I'm in the roast. I roast Deborah Vance.
Okay. Uh-huh. You he were great.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
As an old dad's. Did you see Bill's movie, Old Dads?
You were great. You were at the hotel.
Yes. See, that you remember. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you were great in that. That was like a blow-up scene. It was just like a hard, funny scene.
Yeah, I farted. People are like, is that real? I'm like, yeah, my fart was that long and that loud. And on demand.
You know they do 9 takes of each shot?
Yeah, it just means, fuck. I could have, but.
Well, good luck in on the special.
Thank you so much.
You're on, I was talking about you before you got here. I said you're on a really great trajectory. I think
that's
you're
so nice.
You really have, because you have a base. You're not somebody that one good thing happened to and now all of a sudden, like, people are aware of you. It's like you've built up a following through just shows after shows after shows and putting good stuff on the internet and that's just, it's just going to keep going up.
Well, this is so nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Come do my pod.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.